From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There is word of a possible end to the standoff in the Iraqi city of Najaf. Spokesmen for the rebel Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr say that he has agreed to terms of a peace initiative put forth by Iraq's National Conference, this after he refused to meet with a peace delegation from the conference last night. For 2 weeks, Sadr's militia has fought U.S. and Iraqi government forces around a holy shrine in Najaf. We'll hear from that city in a few minutes. First, NPR's Ivan Watson has this report from Baghdad.
Sadr's unexpected announcement came at the end of a long day of heated debates at Iraq's National Conference, where delegates were still horse trading before making a final vote to elect a new interim parliament. Safi al-Suhail, a Shiite delegate, read a letter that she said was signed by Sadr's Baghdad office.
بسمه تعالى إلى المؤتمر الوطني العراقي.
In the name of God, to the Iraqi National Conference, she read, Muqtada Sadr in Najaf accepts the conditions made by the National Conference. The Iraqi Conference's peace initiative calls on Sadr and his gunmen to abandon the sacred Imam Ali shrine in Najaf and to transform themselves into a peaceful political party. In exchange, the assembly offers Sadr and his men immunity from future prosecution. Exactly when and how this peace deal would go into effect, however, was still unclear amid reports that Sadr was calling for a U.S. military troop withdrawal. Last night, an 8-person delegation from the conference flew by U.S. military helicopter to Najaf to personally deliver their peace terms to Sadr. The delegates walked to the shrine of Imam Ali at the heart of the besieged city amidst the crackle and boom of nearby gunfire. They were met by more than 1,000 chanting Sadr supporters, some of whom rallied to his side during last weekend's failed truce talks. There, the delegation waited 3 hours, but Sadr never showed up. His deputy said he couldn't meet the delegation because of the threat of American aggression. Today, U.S. artillery continued to pound militia targets in central Najaf. Meanwhile, Iraqi Prime Minister Iyad Alawi used Sadr's apparent snub as political ammunition against the young cleric. He also accused Sadr's militia of laying mines around the sacred Najaf shrine. At a press conference in Najaf, Alawi's defense minister, Hazem Shahlan, went a step further and vowed to launch an assault to capture the mosque.
Americans will provide air support and close the surrounding roads, but it will be our sons and the Iraqi National Guard who have trained to storm the shrine. The operation will hopefully end in a few hours.
It's not clear whether it was this threat that finally pushed Sadr's lieutenants towards talking peace. In an interview, one of Sadr's Baghdad spokesmen, Sheikh Mahmoud al-Sudani, confirmed Sadr's acceptance of the peace deal and then quickly took aim at his enemies.
We agreed to the demands made by the Iraqi National Conference, but unfortunately, we have noticed that from the other side, which is the Iraqi government and the American forces, that they want to escalate the situation as if they don't care about the initiative made by the Iraqi conference.
After swearing he would fight to the last drop of blood, these statements indicate Sadr may now be ready to compromise. For most Iraqis, it's not a moment too soon. They've watched this month's fighting spread to cities and towns across southern Iraq. If this peace deal sticks, it will be a huge victory for the Iraqi National Conference, but it has also overshadowed the conference's main assignment. Late tonight, the gathering of Iraqi political, tribal, and religious leaders announced it had appointed a 100-person interim parliament. This council will organize future national elections and help govern this war-torn country. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.